In September 2001, Matthew Zumo was a few months into a new IT job at Lehman Brothers. On September 11th, he was sitting at his desk on the 40th floor of the North Tower of the World Trade Center when the first plane hit. WFYI's Eric Weddle met Zumo outside Shortridge High School in Indianapolis, where he teaches history, to talk about his recollections on that day.
As we approach the 20th anniversary of 9/11, how have you been thinking about it? Is something you've been anticipating? Is it to feel different than the past years?
It does feel a little bit different because it's 20. It seems like a grim milestone. And I think with the events that happened in Afghanistan becoming in the forefront of the national attention again, of why we were there for almost 20 years, it kind of goes back to 9/11, and everything kind of starts from 9/11, and everything that we've, as a country, done since then is, in those last 20 years, is something you can really reflect on. And as a history teacher, that's like a big thing, right? 20 years later, you're like, what has this country gone through since then?
So let's go back to 2001. You were in New York City,
yes,
working at Lehman Brothers and their IT operations. Mm-hmm. Are there details of the first part of that morning that you remember, or you just don't want to think about?
I always remember just the heroism of the firemen and the first responders of going up those stairwell while we were going down. They had a look in their face of determination, but they were also knowing that this could be their last day on Earth. But they kept on doing their job, which is unbelievable, you know. I'd never seen that before, right? We talk about bravery and being courageous and doing something heroic, and to see it actually with your own eyes, it's something that I'll never forget, absolutely. And those poor guys and those women who helped us get out of that building safely, I'm indebted to them for the rest of my life, for sure. I always think about them first on these days, absolutely.
One of the more iconic photos of that morning was taken by Patrick Witte. He was a Time Magazine photo editor at that time. And the photo is a group of stunned New Yorkers on the street. They're looking up. It was taken at 9:59 a.m. as the South Tower began to collapse. And I have the photo here, and I wanted you to just tell me about it,
this photo. I am the person on the left right there. I remember exactly what it is. I just got out of, the World Trade Center complex was actually multiple buildings, and some of it were downtown. And to leave the buildings, you actually had to go underneath these subway tunnels and roads and everything like that. And you got popped up right here. This is by Trinity Church by Park Row. And I remember coming out right away and seeing the two buildings on fire. When I was in the building, I never thought the second building was hit. I only knew that my building was hit. When I saw the second building on fire, I knew that somebody was trying to kill me, and I wanted to get out as quickly as possible. And so I can understand why everybody else is looking up with an expression of disbelief. But being in that building for an hour and not only seeing, but smelling and touching and tasting almost all that stuff that was going on, I just wanted to get out as soon as possible. And I wanted to get home. I wanted to get home to my mom. And, it was hard. It was a hard decision. But I didn't get home till around 10 o'clock at night that day. It was a long day. And I met my father at the Nassau-Queens border, and we got home together. So, which my father later passes away about 5 or 6 months later. And I remember having a conversation. He was a Vietnam vet, about why bad things happen. And he, we had a good conversation about that because he remembered the stuff that went on in Vietnam. And I just went through this kind of warlike experience. And it was something that fathers and sons throughout the course of history shared. And we were just being part of those cogs in the wheel in history, just doing it again.
What's been the aftermath for you, I guess, in the months or just years since 9/11? And was it a change in job, change in life goals?
Well, I wanted to become a teacher. I was starting to become a teacher down there, and I didn't want to work for Lehman Brothers. And I was going to night school to become a teacher at St. John's. But it was always this thing in which, you know, you were a part of history and now you're teaching it. And I thought it was just an amazing point. You know, it gave me a lot of, it was something in my life that I was proud to talk about. And I know that sounds weird, but like, I wanted to talk about the heroism and things that happened and kind of remind what like that day was. And being a teacher was really important to me, for sure. For sure.
And so this weekend on Saturday, the 20th anniversary, what is your plan with your family?
I was never a big anniversary guy when I lived in New York. And now that I live in Indianapolis, I think it's always a time to just be close to your family and loved ones. I do call my mom every day on 9/11. I try to call her and talk about her. And I'm grateful that I still have that opportunity. And I'm grateful because those first responders gave me that chance. I gave all those survivors a chance to talk to their moms, you know, and talk to their loved ones. And I just cannot imagine that pain that these family members have to deal with year in, year out, thinking about their loved ones being in those buildings. I just have to tell them that those were the bravest men and women I've ever seen in my life. I never saw anything more heroic in their actions. And, I'm forever grateful for what they did that day for me, for sure. And I think I can speak for a lot of the survivors that, yeah, you know, they saved us, for sure. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matthew.